The following message is from Living Waters Church in Elk River, Minnesota. For more information about us, visit livingwatersmn.org.
I feel like I want to go into a time of prayer here. Based on these testimonies, I want to move into a time of corporate prayer. And I'm not quite sure how we want to do that. I just know we want to do it. There's several things that we want to pray for as a body. One of the things is for Trish Notley. I prayed with Dan the other day, and something rose up in my spirit that just said, enough, enough, enough. His wife has been just ravaged by a disease, and I mean, there may be some natural things for it, but it's not bigger than God, and it will not hold them from their destiny. And we just need to see some breakthrough for Dan. For those of you that might know, Marcy had cancer return. It's on her tailbone. And yet they got the word of the Lord on Thursday. Marcy received the word of the Lord not to go through surgery, and that God is going to bring healing to her. What's that?
It already has started shrinking.
It already has started shrinking, yes, because of the chemo and all that kind of stuff. But beyond that, how many know that the doctors do their thing and that it's okay if the tumor is shrinking, whether it's because of chemo, prayer, it really doesn't matter to me. What matters is they heard the word of the Lord. When you hear the word of the Lord, and if you've been through things, you know there's a difference between a hope-so word based upon what the Lord has done, what the Lord has spoken in his word and all those things, and there's a difference when it enters into your heart and explodes in faith. That's the word of the Lord. Okay, and there is a difference. We have to see some breakthrough for Max. Max is our good friend in Ukraine who has a disease that's ravaging all of his internal organs. They're aging at a tremendous pace. They're aging too fast, too quickly. He's about a 20, I don't know what he is now, 27 maybe? 26-year-old guy, and he's got the organs that are approaching into an old man's organs, and they don't know how to stop it. They don't know where it came from. They don't know anything about it, but we need to see breakthrough. How many hear what I'm saying? How many know that what is happening in our nation is illegal? Now, this nation was dedicated to the Lord Jesus Christ on the steps of the state of St. Peter's Church in Washington, D.C. One of the first president's first acts was to, after being inaugurated, walk over to the church and make proclamation that this nation was dedicated to the Lord Jesus Christ. How many know that the usurper is acting illegally right now? And how many know, even as the testimony came, that it's prayer? What Rob was sharing is that we can do something in prayer. Amen. Your prayer, your voice matters. Amen. You're coming before God in humility and yet with an absolute anger, a holy anger against the works of the wicked one is righteous. Yes. Amen? Amen? So I'm just going to open up praying specifically for those three or four things. All right? I know we could pray on a lot of things, but if you have a prayer for the nation, come on up. If you've got a prayer for Trish Notley, come on up. If you've got a prayer for Max, come on up. And let's not belabor. This isn't a time of preaching. This isn't a time of teaching. This is a time of releasing the word of the Lord, hearing the Father's heart, and releasing. We're catching what's happening in heaven, and we're releasing it here on earth. That's the true essence of prayer. Yes. Otherwise, it's a hope-so prayer. Right. We have got to hear what the Father's speaking in heaven about these things. And we've got to be able to release them. Because human authority must always accompany heavenly authority. I don't know if you realize that or not. When Jesus was called the Son of Man, I'm sorry, I'm teaching here a little bit because this is important. We need to understand these things. When Jesus, some 96 times in the Gospels, called himself the Son of Man, it wasn't just that he thought that was a fancy title. He was saying that there is an authority that man carries when it is linked to the authority that's in heaven, that agreement is what brings change on the planet. You see that? When Jesus said to the paralytic, you know, your sins are forgiven you, and they said, well, you can't forgive sins. Who do you think you are? And he says, well, so that you might know that the Son of Man has power to forgive sins, I say to you, pick up your bed and walk. There was an agreement in this thing of forgiveness of sins that went between heaven and earth. It has to be forgiven in heaven, and it has to be forgiven on earth. You see what I'm saying here? Are we, as a nation, have we strayed? Has the church been backslidden in the last generation? Has the church lost its way in some measure? I believe it has. But this is an hour, this is a season where God is returning. He's turning. The spirit of Elijah is upon this generation where our hearts are being turned back to the Father. And the Father's heart to His sons, His daughters. So come on up. You guys got prayer? Come on up. Go for it.
I'd let you go first, but it's got to start with this declarative short song that's been on my heart all morning. Okay, so that's the Easter song, Arise My Love, where God says to Jesus, Arise My Love. But it's Him calling out to our spirits to take a stand. Okay?
Come on.
So arise, my love, arise, my love. The grave no longer has a hold on you. No more death sting, no more suffering. Arise, arise, arise. One more time.
Yes,
arise, my love. Arise, my love. The world no longer has a hold on you. No more death sting. No more suffering. Arise, arise, arise.
Amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord. All right. Come on up. Come on up, people who have prayer. Come on up. Come on up. Stand in line. That way we won't be waiting and wondering who's going to go next.
Dave?
Yeah.
Tim got up this morning with Max laying heavy on his heart, praying in tongues.
Yeah.
He wrote this prayer not knowing that you were going to ship this service, saying, Amy, you need to write it down and you're going to pray it out.
So he gave that to me. I was aware of that.
Yeah, okay.
So there's nothing mysterious or
super. So I'm going to go ahead and pray it out.
Just go for it. Pray it.
So, Father, all of us come boldly to your throne of grace, and we come to you in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
and we send your word to Max according to Psalms 107:20, where it says you sent your word, and you healed him and delivered him from destruction. We thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee.
Yes, come on.
And we thank you, Lord, that you are Baal Perazim, the Lord of the breakthrough.
We stand in agreement.
And we come against the spirit of infirmity, and we bind you off of Max according to Matthew 18:18, and we bind the spirit of witchcraft, and we loose the ministering spirits to minister to Max now. Salvation, healing, deliverance, and prosperity. Lord, we thank you.
Come, Holy Spirit.
For shutting doors that need to be shut and opening doors for Max that men have said are impossible to open. And we thank you, Father, that Max and your family live under an open heaven starting now in Jesus' name.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We agree.
Father God, your word says that if my people who are called by my name will seek, humble themselves and seek my face and repent of their sins, then will I hear from heaven and then will I heal your land. Father God, I repent that we have fallen away from
Jesus,
you.
Forgive us, God.
Forgive us for not standing in the gap for our nation.
Yes.
Father God, we repent for not being the righteous ones that you have called us to be. That we repent for not being the light of this world and the salt of the earth to preserve it from your wrath. Father God, we pray for our nation this day.
Yes.
That you would reach down from heaven and heal the land of America.
Yes.
That you would remember the covenant that George Washington made at Ground Zero, Lord God. We come before you asking for holy justice to reign upon the United States of America.
That
those that choose to terrorize our nation, we want you to know that we stand on the Lord Jesus Christ and his shed blood, and you will not conquer us.
Yes.
You will not fear
Thank
in our hearts, but we rise up with a holy indignation in our heart, and we say we forgive you for the terrorist acts that you have done on our land and the terrorist plots and plans that you are making right now, and we forgive you. Father God, we ask you to release your warring angels upon this land and spoil the plans and plots and ploys of the evil one. We ask that the body of Christ would rise up as one, that your bride would rise up and fall to her knees and repent and say, we surrender to you, our bridegroom, our Lord, our King. We say, be the Lord of all.
Yes, we agree. We agree. We agree. Thank you, Father.
Father, glory, continuing to pray for our nation. Continuing to pray for the church, the body of Christ in our nation. Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son.
Yes.
That your Son may also glorify you. And you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you've given him. And this is eternal life, that they would know Jesus Christ, the only true God, whom you have sent. Father, lifting up the body of Christ in our nation right now, I ask that you would make us one as you and the Father are one.
Yes, we agree. We agree. Oh, God.
That we would be made perfect in you. There would be no division. We would celebrate unity in the love of Christ. There would be no more backstabbing gossip going on in the body of Christ anymore. I just repent on behalf of the body. I just want to humble myself before you, Lord. We are in need of you. The season that our nation is heading in, we just need to sit at your feet and encounter your presence and be obedient and walk in love and walk in unison and be the body of Christ that we were made to be. To represent the love of Christ to this hurting world that has fear gripping them, that has no hope, they have no Jesus. Father, would you come and would you fill your church with joy again?
Yes.
Would you come and would you fill your church with love, perfect love, in humility and meekness, where the greatest is the servant?
Yes, yes, yes.
Where you look out there and you come into the church and everything's flipped upside down. And the greatest leader in the church would be the one who serves the most.
Yes, Daddy.
It would be the one that nobody knows about. That one that's faithful in prayer. That one that's faithful to love the least of these. The one who would give the front seat to whoever wanted it and would take the back seat. God, would you rend our hearts? Turn us inside out, Lord. Just come. I just want to tear my heart before you, Lord. Your ways are not our ways, but we want our ways to be your ways.
Yes, yes.
And so continue to pray for the body of Christ and the witness that it is going to be in this hour. I pray out of Malachi 4 where it says, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Father. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come.
Come bring revival, God. Start with me. Start with my generation. Yes. Start with the old generation. Start with my kids. I don't care. Let them be greater than me.
Yes.
I'm so desperate for you, God. I bless the generation ahead of me. I bless the generation behind me. I bless my generation. I repent for any kind of relevance that we've had to have as an up-and-coming generation where we got things figured out. No, I lay it all at your feet. Only you and your ways can bring revival.
Yes.
Only you and your Holy Spirit's leading will bring what is needed on our earth. Heaven coming to earth.
We agree.
Would you turn our hearts to one another and do it, Lord? Be a sign and a witness in this nation. Rend the heavens, God, and heal the hearts of the fatherless, God, those children, those who have no father. You are the Father of all. We are all yours, Lord. And come and do what only you can do. In Jesus' name.
Yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Daddy. If you're agreeing with these things, just verbalize your agreement to the Father. It's important for us as a body. This isn't a spectator sport here this morning. This is an agreement deal.
Heavenly Father, as your church, your ecclesia, came to you, and as the leaders spoke death to the Ebola virus, Father, suddenly we don't hear much about the Ebola virus. And Father, today, as Rob has spoke, that we speak death to the condemnation that ISIS and the terrorist Islamic faith is inflicting upon the world. We speak death to this condemnation, and that, Father, I pray for Pastor Dave, and that the no condemnation passion that he has would permeate this body.
Yes.
That the metanoia, the repentance, the change of mind would be that we put on the mind of Christ. And there would be no condemnation, starting with ourselves. There would be no self-condemnation,
that's
no
right.
self-hatred. Yeah. And that we would love our neighbor as ourselves. And Father, if we hate ourselves, it's going to be a sad love. So we just pray great love upon ourselves.
Yes.
We love ourselves
yes.
and we love our neighbor. And that, Father, that your kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy, and that we would see that the world is condemnation, turmoil, and despair. And Father, when we encounter the world of condemnation, turmoil, and despair, that we would bring righteousness, peace, and joy. And your peace joins things together. Your peace joins us as a body, that we would experience your joy. And it's
yes.
only through understanding your righteousness, the mystery of righteousness.
We agree.
And this righteousness, as Pastor Dave said, is that we take authority, that all things have been put under the feet of Jesus, and that all these things have been given to the ecclesia, to the church, that's us. And as Rob has spoken, that we would take this power and that we would overthrow the condemnation, the turmoil, and the despair, and that your kingdom truly would displace and cast out the works of the devil. Because Jesus, you have destroyed the works of the devil, and we are the ones to come in and enforce your kingdom authority. We thank you, Jesus, for you have done it. And it is happening as we speak, in Jesus' name,
yes,
amen.
Yes, we agree. We agree. We agree. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. My laboro shon do loboko.
Father, not only do I ask and agree with the prayers, probably thousands of them for Max, that you
yes.
would extend your hand to him. But I saw you just busting out with the orphans and the what I'm going to call the orphan church he leads, the gifts of healings just falling on just, I don't know how many numbers of them. But that whole body is just going to take your power and your love and your light, and starting in their town in Ukraine, just and starting with Max being raised from near death or headed that way, that there is just going to be a wondrous move of your people. You're going to bless these young ones for such is the kingdom of God. You know, do not look down on these young ones, for such is the kingdom of God. I speak blessing and authority and power to this young generation in Ukraine. In Jesus' name, rise up. I speak blessing and power to the leadership in the older generation, whether it's in business, you know, education, or in government. I say, be humbled before the living God. Be humbled before the living God. Humble yourselves before the living God. Do not walk in the ways of man. Hear the voice of the living God. Humble yourself before the living God and let him do what none of you can do without him.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Daddy.
This is going to be a prayer of declaration. There is a mighty army rising up.
Yes, yes.
There is a mighty army rising up.
Yes, there is.
There is a righteous army rising up.
Come on.
There is a righteous army rising up.
Yes.
The body of Christ is waking up.
Yes.
The bride of Christ is rising up.
Awaken.
The bride of Christ in her beauty is putting on combat boots. We are standing against every flood of the enemy. We declare in our authority that he is defeated. We just call forth that righteousness in every part of our nation, at every level of government, all the way to the very top, including the President of the United States and the Supreme Court justices and the Speaker of the House and the Majority Leader. Hallelujah. We call forth that righteousness to rain down. That accountability will come into place. And Father, I just speak to the people of this nation, some that know you not, that their moral conscience would be awakened. That their moral compass would be turned back to you. That common sense would become a reality again in this land. And we despise and reject and rebuke every political correctness that we are being subject to. A mighty army is rising up.
We agree.
A righteous army is rising up, and we are parts. Amen.
We agree. Thank you, Father.
Father, I just think about the holy women of God, Lord, that we have in our congregation. And Lord, those who have just been role models, those who have been intercessors, Lord, I specifically pray for both Trish and Marcy. Lord, those women who have been mighty intercessors continue to be mighty, powerful women of God. Lord, I just pray, we pray and agree as a church, Lord God, that you would release strength, you would release healing, you would release faith, you would release grace, you would release just an absolute revival, physical in its nature, Lord God, to both Trish and Marcy, to put an end, to what has been ravaging them.
Yes.
We call for an end to cancer. We call for an end to disease.
Mm-hmm.
We just stand together and say no to what the enemy would seek to do.
We pray
strength, healing, faith, grace, testimony of wholeness to Trish and to Marcy in Jesus' name.
We agree.
And Father, I just thank you. I just come before your throne with boldness on behalf of my sisters likewise, God. We just lift them up to you, Trish and Marcy, Father God. Lord, I just thank you that you are the God that brings healing. You are the God that brings deliverance. You are the God that brings a wholeness into our systems, Father God. And Lord Jesus, when the enemy would come against them, Father, like a flood, you raise up your standard against them. And you say, these are my daughters. And in Jesus' name, we just declare and agree with you, Father, these are your daughters. And no weapon formed against them is able to prosper in Jesus' name. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God, you deliver us out of them all. And I just speak to those foreign viruses, diseases, whatever would be ravaging the body of Trish right now in the name of Jesus. Enough is enough. Is enough in Jesus' name.
Yes.
We just speak health, wholeness over Trish's body in Jesus' name.
We
just speak health, wholeness over Marcy's body. You shall not have these sisters in any way, shape, or form in Jesus' name. We declare warfare against you right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we declare the blood of Jesus that it continues to run freely on behalf of us and our healing. In the name of Jesus, we speak health and wholeness over our sisters. God, your desire is that they prosper in all things and be in health as well as their soul prospers. And we speak forth this health and wholeness right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
We agree. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Father, Lord, you've not only given us the right, but also the responsibility to pray for our nation. Father, forgive us for too often partnering with the spirit of fear, of condemnation, and judgment.
Break it.
Lord, your word says that you've given us the ministry of reconciliation. Now, all these things are from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, namely that God was in Christ reconciling the world and this nation to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. And he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Therefore,
Daddy,
we are ambassadors for
you,
Christ.
Daddy.
So, Lord, we just thank you. You are seated on the throne, and your throne is the mercy seat. What's going on around the throne is mercy, is mercy. It's an atmosphere of mercy and love and grace and favor. So, Lord, we partner with that spirit today, and we just declare reconciliation over this land. We declare your mercy, your grace, and your favor over this land. And for those who think, well, we don't deserve it. No, that's what mercy and grace are about. Lord, we don't deserve it, but Jesus, you paid it all. You paid it all. So now, Lord, we declare the grace, the goodness. It is the kindness of God that leads to repentance. And so we declare your kindness, your mercy, your grace over this land for restoration and for reconciliation, that we as individuals, as the church, as this nation would walk in reconciliation with you, with your kingdom, with your heart, with your desires, oh God. Lord, I just pray that you would fill our hearts, our minds, our mouths with declarations, with prophetic declarations. We don't need to beg. Lord, we simply pray what you have already declared true over this land. We declare it. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Lord, let our mouths be filled with life for this land and death to the works of the evil one, Lord God. Anoint your people with authority and with power that you've paid for, oh God. We are seated in Christ Jesus in heavenly places, and we thank you for that. Forgive us, Lord God, for being remiss in walking the authority that we have to release reconciliation, forgiveness, and blessing over this land. We thank you, Lord, for who you are and for what you've done. We thank you so much, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you that we have the privilege in this land of standing up and declaring and speaking publicly, oh God, the goodness, the righteousness, the grace, the mercy, and the love of God.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're doing.
Yes.
Let righteousness, mercy, grace, and peace roll down from heaven like a mighty river and sweep through this land where no darkness or evil can stand before.
Yes.
No darkness or evil can stand before what you are doing, oh God. Let the darkness and evil be swept away with the mercy and grace and goodness of God flowing through the mouths and the lives of your people, oh God, I pray. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I ask all of this in that strong, the powerful, and the worthy name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Daddy, we love you.
Lord,
Daddy.
Forgive us. Forgiveness for partnering with fear.
Yeah.
Forgive us for hearing things and allowing trauma and fear to set in. Forgive us, Lord, for seeing things on TV or YouTube that cause fear in our hearts and our minds. Forgive us for partnering with fear and trauma. And so we have allowed fear and trauma to be in our bodies. We try to live okay on the outside, but we have this inside of our bodies. And so right now,
we reject it.
We are going to reject it verbally. So repeat after me. Fear.
Fear.
You have become a familiar spirit.
You've become a familiar spirit.
And I cast you out.
And I cast you out.
Through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Through the blood of Jesus.
And we tell you to go.
We tell you to go.
Where Jesus tells you to go.
Where Jesus tells you to go.
And we are no longer partnering with fear.
We are no longer partnering with you.
We say to all buried fear in our bodies.
We say to
get out now.
Get out now.
Through the blood of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
All toxins.
All toxins.
Trauma.
Trauma.
In our cells.
In our cells.
In our brain.
In our brain.
In our soul.
In our soul.
Get out now through
get
the blood of Jesus.
Get out now. Yes.
And Jesus.
And Jesus.
We ask that you would tune our frequencies.
Tune our frequencies.
Of our ears.
Of our ears.
To what you have in heaven.
To what you have in heaven.
And we turn off the voices.
And we turn off the voices.
And the frequencies of this earth.
And the frequencies of this earth.
When we hear it.
When we hear it.
We are not going to partner with it anymore.
We are not going to partner with it anymore.
And we're going to ask what you want us to pray.
We're going to ask what you want us to pray.
And we are going to bring it down.
And we're going to bring it down.
And release it verbally.
And believe it.
And Jesus,
Jesus,
we thank you.
We thank you.
That you give us supernatural peace.
That you give us supernatural peace.
So that even though people are freaking out around us.
So that even though people are freaking out around us.
We can operate in your love and power.
We will operate in your love and power.
And your wisdom. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
And right now, I speak into all buried fear in Max and in Marcy and in Trish to be cast out now through the blood of Jesus Christ. We just break all cellular toxins due to chemicals taken to go now through the blood of Jesus Christ. We release no more anxiety in Jesus' name. We say, go now through the blood of Jesus Christ.
We agree. We agree.
And Jesus, one more thing. You have agendas we don't even understand. And Father God, you do too. And so we say to all those people that we need to be reconciled with, to be given personal messages from God.
Yes.
Open up dreams and visions to these Muslim people that value them so much that they are converted by you before we have to fight at all. You know how to fight in a supernatural way we don't know. And so we ask that you would do that on behalf of the world.
Yes.
And that we would see the salvation of this world by your hand and not by our own.
We agree.
And we lift this up in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, amen.
As we were praying for Trish, Lord, I just speak this forth. I thank you for your life in her body. that you are greater in her than any sickness, and you are at work in her. You are a creative force in her body, and especially in her heart, where if that hole is still there, we just speak. I just see your life just inching closer and closer to close that hole.
We agree.
That your life is in the tissues around that hole, and just extending and extending until that hole is closed. We just speak that forth in the name of Jesus, that she will have a whole, complete heart that will function perfectly. Thank you, Lord. And Father, I thank you for what I just read this last night about what you're doing among Muslims.
Yes.
That they are seeing what ISIS is doing, and they're saying, this one man said, no, this can't be Islam. And he went and studied the Quran, and there it was. And he said, no, this is not what I want. And they are coming to you, Lord, and I thank you so much that you are, through ISIS, showing them the reality of Islam, that they can turn away and turn towards you, to the living God.
We agree.
The living God, that this is who we are to worship, the living, loving God. Thank you so much, Lord. And we proclaim that, we just pray that all over the world, and in our nation as well, Lord, that you would help people not attack Muslims, but make a way for them to come to you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We agree.
Thank you, Lord. We pray for protection over their young people, that they would not be tempted by the recruiters for ISIS. We pray for protection. And we pray just for continued revelation of who you are, and for open doors for whole communities to come to you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You know, I'm just anticipating we're going to be going past 11:30. We're just going to give ourselves to this. If you need to leave at 11:30, please feel free. Oh, we've got an offering to take, but you know what? Ushers will be in the back. They've got a basket. If you need to leave, feel free to put your offering in there. But I just feel like we need to go after this a little bit. Is that all right? Mm. Okay, thank you.
And I want to pray for all the words that have been said here that are so strong and powerful to be poured out on Don and Ellie Lubeck.
Yes,
and
we agree.
We pray victory over this lie that has come upon them, that they would be freed of this awful thing. The people in our congregation, we ask you for help, Lord Jesus, to get this resolved and gone out of their lives in Jesus' name.
Yes, we agree. We agree. Sheba lamakata hikaranamaso. Thank you, Father.
So, Lord, I just want to declare once again, we speak life to Max. We speak life to Trish. We speak life to Marcy. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we step into our heavenly places. We stomp on the head of the enemy. And we just say that it is finished. Jesus finished it.
We agree.
And we sit in our heavenly places, and we laugh at the enemy, and we laugh at the circumstances. And we just thank you, Father, that they are healed.
Yes. Yes. We agree. We agree. We agree. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord God, I just pray for Trish. And God, you say that she is a mighty warrior, a mighty woman of God. And I just speak to that mighty woman of God. I say, arise, O mighty, valiant warrior. Mighty woman of God, arise. And this is a scripture the Lord gave me. For you are my lamp, O Lord. The Lord shall enlighten my darkness. For by you, I can run against a troop. By my God, I can leap over a wall.
Yes,
as for God, his way is perfect. The world The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust him. And God, I know this woman is one who trusts in you. For you said, God, except the Lord, who is her rock? Except our God. God, I thank you that you are her strength and her power.
Yes, we agree.
And you
we
make agree. Her way perfect. You said that you make her feet like hinds' feet, like the feet of deer. That you can help her to walk on high places. You set her feet on high places. And you teach her hands to make war so that she may bend a bow of bronze.
Yes,
so God, I thank you for strength, strength, strength. We speak strength to every cell
yes,
in her
agree.
Body
we
right
agree.
Now in the name of Jesus.
We
speak life to every cell. We say
yes.
No longer are you going to hold our sister back. No longer are you going to hold her down from
we
the call
agree.
Of God on her life. Because that woman is called to nations.
That's
she is
right.
called to nations.
Yes,
she has
is.
Nations in her womb.
We agree.
And we say thus far. And no more. No more.
We agree. We agree.
Lord, I thank you for your word says, though gross darkness cover the earth, that your glory will be seen upon the land. And I
yes.
speak to your body and I say, body of Christ, it is time to arise and shine.
Yes.
For your
yes.
light has
yes.
come and the glory of the Lord is risen mm. upon you. Mm. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. Mm. Yeah, we know it's gonna. Mm. And deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over us and
yes.
his glory will be seen upon you.
Yes. Yes.
And Gentiles shall come to your light.
Come on.
And kings to the brightness of your rising. So what are we going to do? Lift up our eyes around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons and daughters shall come from afar. God has lots of sons and daughters all over. They're going to come from afar. And your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see and become radiant. And your heart shall swell with joy. Because the abundance of the sea shall be turned over to you. So God, I thank you that you are faithful to your word. You are faithful to your word. You are
yes.
faithful to your word, and your glory
yes,
will be seen on the land.
Yes.
Your glory.
Yes.
God, this isn't about our works. It's about you flowing in and through us to meet a dying world. God, the kingdom of God is within us. All of the kingdom. So
come
God,
on.
Teach us. Teach us how to walk in the ways of your kingdom.
Yes.
How to be carriers
yes.
of your light
yes.
and your glory. God, we called us to be vessels of your light and your glory. That the people would see you. We're it. We're it. God, give us a revelation. I pray for revelation for each
yes.
of us. A spirit of revelation to rise up. Rise up, oh mighty warriors. This isn't about you shunning to death. This is about you knowing my kingdom. Know who I am and walk in it. It is time. It is time.
Yes, it is. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. So, Father, I pray that there would be a great boldness that would fall upon the church. Father, I declare a great boldness as in the day of Pentecost to fall on the church. Father, I pray for a great moving of your Holy Spirit to fall upon the church in America. God, start with us. Father, begin with us. God, we must have your power. God, we must have you. God, you must receive your glory. Jesus, you must be glorified. You must be exalted. God, in your people, in your church. God, those that you have appointed, those to whom you have passed the baton to. Father, would you move upon us? God, break the fear, break the fear, break the fear, break the fear of political correctness. Break the fear, God, of homosexuality. God, break the fear, whatever fears God want to consume us. Break the fear, God, of being right with the right words, but God, that we would just have the word of the Lord. Father, that we would partner with the word of the Lord. God, that we would partner with what's being spoken in heaven. And Lord, that we would release it on earth, no matter what it looks like. To those that don't know you, it doesn't matter. They are not the wisdom of the world. You're the wisdom of the world. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. We need you. God, we need you in our families. We need you in our children. We need you in the generations. God, we need you in every church throughout this city. God, every church in this region. God, the church in this state, in this nation. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. We need you. We need you. Come. God, take and turn the shyest little girl into a powerful minister of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come and turn the children, God, into a mighty fortress, God, those that will lay hands on the sick and see them healed, yes. See them recovered.
Yes.
God, this world needs a demonstration of power. They've heard all the arguments. God, they've seen all the hypocrisies. But God, they cannot deny a power encounter with you. We need you. We need you. We need you, God. You've given all of yourself. You've given all of yourself. God, you have poured out all of yourself. Open, open, open the eyes of our understanding, God, how we can comprehend with all the saints the height, the depth, the width, and the breadth of God. Open the eyes of our understanding, God. Father, that we would partner no longer with an intellectual assent to the gospel that brings death. God, that we would partner with the Holy Spirit. God, that Jesus was in, that God was in Jesus, reconciling the world to himself. That's not a pipe dream, that's a reality. Father, we want to partner with what's being spoken and seen in heaven, God. We want it to see, it's just got to be real in our hearts. God, we forsake, we break off religion. Preconceived ideas, preconceived arguments, God, they're just no good. They've failed us, they've failed our nation. But Father, release a fresh word of the Lord upon our nation. Rise up the prophets, God, international and national prophets, God, in this land. Raise up those, God, that will speak with a wisdom, God, not with the prophetic utterances that don't happen and then they make excuses. No!
Yeah.
No! Release a prophetic word in this land, God. Release, release, release. Draw us, God, into intimacy. God, not as a hope soul, not as a form, not as a religion, not as a ritual, but God, this drawing into intimacy, God, to know your heart. God, to know your spirit, to know who you are, who you want to be. God, to know your love for the nations. And Father, we will remember the testimony. God, we will declare to the nations all the things that you've done. God will declare to our children and our children's children the awesome works of our God. But you shall receive power from on high, that you'll be witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, in the uttermost parts of the earth. Father, we've seen enough of a powerless church. Endue your bride with a confidence and a boldness to bring what's in heaven onto the planet. God, we thank you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. Daddy, we thank you. God, all of these things, they're bigger in your heart than they are in our hearts, Lord. Change our hearts to look like your heart, to reflect your heart. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Daddy. I'm just very, very aware of just a really powerful presence of the Lord here right now, and I release the service. The service is, you know, you can, we're done. But I invite you, if you just feel to stay in this place, in this atmosphere, and just receive from the Lord, please do. We will have some teams up front here that will pray. I will stand in agreement for healing. I know there's so many other things we could have prayed for. And I apologize for anybody here who has a very, very pressing need, and we didn't pray for you. But we do have the altar opening up, and come and receive prayer. I didn't plan this. I really didn't. I had a good message. Can ask Susie. I was prepared. But I believe when the Lord says, my house shall be called a house of prayer, I believe we can expect more times like this. And this is the body. I'm so proud of you that, you know, I didn't have to carry a prayer meeting here. I'm so proud that you all had things burning in your hearts in the way of a testimony and in the way of prayer. And that really is significant. It's just a significant thing. So blessings. Father, I release blessing on this body. I release blessing on every person here, on every man, every woman, every child, God, that was in Sunday school. Father, your manifest blessing in Jesus' name.